This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show right now. Anyway, so welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And yes, it's just another beautiful day in the neighborhood, isn't it? Well, so to speak, right? Right. I mean, the Dow, I guess, is just like going nuts. I wonder why. Maybe there's going to be some sort of bipartisan agreement, finally, now that Nancy Pelosi is back in town, if you know what I mean. We're up 1,200 at this point in time. At least that's what they're saying. I think this is a delay still. But for those of you on the East Coast and all around the world, this seems to be the trend that we're starting to bounce. Dow surges 1,100 points. As Congress moves towards the stimulus, and if you have not heard, Nancy Pelosi took off for the weekend, came back with a whole new different design on the way things are supposed to be. Of course, what she's thinking is, or what many people are thinking, is that she went back to San Francisco and got her marching orders from the cabal, the George Soros people that are trying to destroy this country. And just say it like it is. Nancy Pelosi is trying to destroy the United States of America. That's her job. Hello. And, of course, all the moneyed people that have her there, right? All the moneyed people who have her there. Interesting group of folks, huh? Absolutely interesting group of folks. it's amazing what they're up to. Controlling the world with a hoax. It's becoming more evident every single day that this whole thing is another hoax. This is what these globalists can do to destroy the United States of America and destroy and touch everybody on the planet. They can take a hoax and turn it into this. All because they want to get rid of Donald Trump. What does he symbolize and represent to them, of course? is exactly the opposite of what they represent to the world. The evil that they represent. They have to stop him cold. Well, they've tried what? They've tried the Russia. They tried impeachment. That whole thing was a hoax. And of course now they're trying to destroy the world's economy by destroying, yes, the United States economy, which is exactly what they set out to do in 1848 when they created the Communist Manifesto. Hello. And guess what? They want to do it, and they want to do it their way. They want to do it following, well, their prescriptions. That's what they want. Anyway, so we got a lot of things to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio, and I want to tell you, we replayed the third hour. We had so many requests yesterday, going wow, and of course we have the basic story is up on the Agenda 21 Radio website. This lays out the whole schemata of things. So that you can see the deep state that surrounds Donald Trump every single day. I think that's probably the best thing, the best way to look at it is, you know, what in the world are they, what are they doing, you know? Let's see, they're transmitting the virus from, I'm just getting some emails here. So this is another little bit from one of our citizen journalists. Taiwan says the World Health Organization ignored early warnings about human-to-human spread of the coronavirus. Well, we know about that a little bit. It says Taiwan officially notified the World Health Organization on December 31st of the transmissibility of this virus from person to person. The World Health Organization was still suppressing that fact on January 24th, nearly 1 month later. Taiwan is located near China, Japan, and the South. Okay. There's a huge ideological divide there between Taiwan and communist China. Yeah, let's bring up Mao Zedong and Chiang Kai-shek. World War II, maybe? And the rise of communism in China. A big, big world of difference. Taiwan is a capitalistic, free market economy republic. Oh, shocking. Kind of like the United States. Yeah, because they followed those concepts with Chiang Kai-shek, the nationalist. Yeah, then World War II happened, and, you know, then we had the rise of Mao, and all of a sudden, 100-some million people died off in China. Laugh about it. Cry about it. I know, when one person dies, it's a tragedy. When a million dies, it's no big deal. That's their thinking. Absolutely. So the ideological divide, I think, the World Health Organization saw Taiwan and said, hey, we don't want to hear this, Taiwan. This is going to go a different direction. Yep. Well, anyway, that whole World Health Organization, I don't want to get into that little scheme, but anyway, they were some of the ones that, of course, definitely prompted this whole coronavirus hoax. Because, you see, the numbers do not add up. Even though we have transmissibility between humans, which we all, the genetic people who created this virus knew this, but they wanted to suppress it. They wanted to keep it a horror story of sorts. Without the real numbers, though, with phony data. That's the thing. With phony data. So the president has to reshape the economy. We have to dust ourselves off and get up from wallowing around in the dirt of all this filth and move forward. That's what we have to do. That's our job now. And, of course, a lot of people are like, oh, we can't do this right now. There's just so many viruses. Listen, the likelihood, the probability of you dying from this is remote. It's very remote. And people are finding out moment by moment that it's nothing more than a hoax. Now, all you need to do to see this, top story, Agenda 21 Radio, came out yesterday. At least I got it yesterday. Stanford epidemiologist warns that corona crackdown is based on bad data. Another one comes up. But here's another stunner. We brought this up in the last hour, which was the replay of the third hour yesterday. You know, when you heard the video going on. Stunning New York doctor Vladimir Zelenko finds 100% success rate in 350 patients using Z-Pax and hydrochloroquine. Shocking. I'm so shocked by that. This is out of the Gateway Pundit yesterday. No, this last night. Over the weekend, Vladimir Zelenko from New York State announced he has found a treatment against the coronavirus with a 100% success rate on 350 patients. Now, if you happen to have picked this up, I did get the replay on this one. Once I realized what this article was about 1 o'clock this morning, I did get the replay. And this is the key takeaway from this. It says, Dr. Zelenko joined Sean Hannity earlier today on his radio program to discuss the results of his tests. When we come back, we're going to listen to a little bit of this so you can hear what he's saying. There is a cure, and there's also bad data. Less than 1% fatality rate. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, let's talk to the good doctor. How's that? We'll talk to the good doctor. This is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, finding the cure for the coronavirus. This is him.
Hello, President Trump. My name is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, and I'm a board-certified family practitioner in Orange County, New York.
Oh, Orange County, New York.
Mainly the community of Curious Joe, which is populated by approximately 35,000 Hasidic Jews. I'm seeing a tremendous outbreak in this community. My estimates are more than 60% currently have the infection. That's based on the percentages of the tests that I'm getting back already. That's probably it's around 20,000 people, probably more. I have been treating them with hydroxychloroquine, the drug that you approved, together with the vitamin zinc, in the pre-hospital setting. The idea is to keep them from the hospital because we're running low on respirators and other supplies. So my belief is if we could treat as many people at home successfully, it will free up as many resources as possible. So what I'm suggesting, which has not been yet suggested, and that's why I'm making this video, is that we should initiate treatment in moderate to high-risk patients and in the early stages of the infection in the outpatient setting. Currently, that's not recommended. Currently, the treatment is reserved with the hydroxychloroquine, Zithromax antibiotic in the hospital setting. I'm suggesting that you please advise the country that they should be taking this medication, the high-risk, moderate-risk patients in the outpatient setting, if they have the infection, and maybe even as prophylaxis in the very high-risk patient.
Let me explain something here so you kind of get the drift here. This is a viral condition. And, being a viral condition, not a bacterial condition, it can weaken the body to such a degree that a bacterial condition may occur, thus causing pneumonia. So at one point in time, you could have the virus that's killing off all of your cells and lowering your immune system to bacteria, and the bacteria come into the cells and invade and create an infection such as what you might get with pneumonia. That's why they're saying, he's saying two things here, hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak, erythromycin, in other words, an antibiotic being prescribed. So you'll get, with the Z-Pak, you'll get the antibiotic. Now, I'm the kind of guy who's actually susceptible to pneumonia, and I understand that as soon as I start getting my lungs congested, I could get slipped right into pneumonia. So I always go, anytime I feel the symptoms, I'm really keen to this. I had pneumonia when I was in my 20s. I know the exact symptomology, and my body tells me, go to the doctor, get Z-Pak. So I'll get a Z-Pak. And with, of course, this thing with the hydroxychloroquine, that is what stops the virus cold. Get it? So what he's saying is before you go to the hospital, you should be taking this medication with the Z-Pak. Now, you might not have signs and symptoms of pneumonia. You might not have the bacterial infection or the signs and symptoms of it at that point in time. But it's there. You know, it's latent. And all of a sudden, boom, you know, you get it. And so that's why they say take the Z-Pak just in case. Because chances are very good you have a precondition for it, or you might have it on setting at the time, and a day's delay could be, well, the difference between life and death. That's what he's recommending here.
That is my suggestion. I'm seeing tremendous positive results. I have not sent any patient to the hospital yet, even though I've treated hundreds already with infection. So my heartfelt blessing to you, Mr. President. I personally love you, and I hope that God protects you and your family and blesses everything that you do, which is saving this nation from a disaster. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Okay, so that was Vladimir Zelenko, M.D., and, of course, what he's touting is that he's had zero, are you ready for it? Zero deaths, zero hospitalizations, and zero intubations. Now, an intubation, of course, is what would happen if you get pneumonia and you have to be on a respirator. Now, some people are finding out that a CPAP machine actually is a fairly good respirator. I'm not saying that it is, not saying that it should be used for that, but people who have CPAP seem to be doing better. At least this is some of the information I have obtained. So those of you with CPAP machines, use them. Don't ignore them. Keep them clean. Don't ignore them. That's just a little bit of a suggestion. Since I had a similar condition in January, I think I talked about this. Now, this is what some of the medical experts are saying. I think I can get this in here. We think this is
right now, as the Trump administration continues to take bold measures to contain the spread of corona. Well, some doctors are now turning toward anti-malarial drugs as a potential treatment to that. Joining us now with reaction, Baylor College medical professor, Dr. Peter Hotez is with us. And also, he's a real brain surgeon in real life. I mean, a real brain surgeon. Dr. Peter Constantino is with us. All right. Let's talk about hydroxychloroquine with Azithromax. Dr. Constantino, I read earlier the study, upstate New York. Your thoughts, is this potentially what we are thinking tonight it could be?
You know, I'm very, very optimistic about this. So this is not a controlled study. This number of patients that are represented by Dr. Zelensky is significant. Of the 350 patients that they treated, they would have expected at least 15 to 30, maybe 40 hospitalizations and potentially even 2 to 3 deaths. They had zero hospitalizations, zero intubations, which is putting a breathing tube down to help somebody breathe, and zero deaths. So it's not a controlled study, but it certainly looks like more than just coincidence.
All right, Dr. Hotez, what is your take on this?
So my take is I'm aligned with the vice president. Look, chloroquine's got a lot going for it. It kills the virus in the test tube. It suppresses inflammation. We know inflammation in the lungs is a huge reason why people get very sick and die from this virus. And we have some clinical studies conducted in France, in China. The reason why both the vice president and I are not popping the champagne cork is because we've kind of been down this path before with influenza. Hydroxychloroquine showed some promise, chloroquine against the influenza virus in the test tube, but it didn't quite pan out. But look, we have every reason to be optimistic. We have to remember, hydroxychloroquine is just one of several new therapies that are rapidly being accelerated into the clinic. I told you last week that you're about to see the full power of American science brought to bear on this problem, and here's an example of it, hydroxychloroquine. But we have other things coming down the pike as well. We have a new antibody therapy, which I think will be announced later this week, possibly by the FDA, which I even have higher expectations for than even hydroxychloroquine, because we know it worked with the previous SARS virus back in 2003. So that's...
Anyway, you get the drift. Now the data. The phony data that caused this whole thing. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, so before the break we said, okay, let's talk about the data now. Let's talk about the data. Let's talk about the data that brought us this. Let's back up here. The data that brought us this, of course, was brought to us by the World Health Organization, which said we're going to have about a 4% fatality rate. Wow, that's big. Of course, everybody's looked at that and said the numbers just don't add up, and they don't. Just at first blush, you know, like they didn't think we were going to start looking at, you know, past records or data from the CDC or other places. See, The problem with these globalists, they think we're a bunch of morons and we just won't look it up. We won't fact check them. But we've learned to fact check them because they lie all the time. You want to know about the global warming hoax, the carbon footprint hoax, carbon hoax? Well, this is, again, another example of this in which data is manipulated, data is created, data is falsely interpreted. Some of the basic fallacies and failures of applying science to hoaxism, I guess, is evident at every turn with these folks. Every turn. Let's see. False data. Let's just run this over with the president. False data created in the Russia hoax. False data created where? Well, created with, of course, the impeachment hoax. False data right now, worldwide hoax, costing trillions of dollars. See, what's going to happen is the market's going to realize this is a hoax. That's what the market's going to realize this, and all of a sudden comes roaring back and realize that these communist national socialists want to destroy this country, and of course you got to do it through the stock market, drive it into oblivion, put pressure on the system, Cloward and Piven, right? That's just a few things. Oh, then there's, you know, never let an emergency, a crisis, go to waste. But let's talk about the false data. When Newsom came out last week and said, shocking, 56% of Californians will get the coronavirus over the next 8 weeks, everybody said, I don't think so. Don't think so. You do have some susceptible populations. We did talk about that. We talked at length about all of the people that are homeless. And, you know, gee, it wouldn't be a shocker that they would come down with it because they're exposed to the elements all the time. Many of them are into drugs. Many of them are sick to begin with. So you already have a built-in population geared for, well, fatalities. That's what you have. Heck, that's better than the rest home. They got, what, how many, 53 or 54 or so people in a rest home in Seattle die off. Yeah, don't tell me. I mean, that's a pretty suspicious group of people that died off suddenly of the coronavirus all at one time. I mean, you can't trust these people. So he comes out with this big claim, and I'm sitting there going, no, it's not. You're not going to get over 25 million people. They're going to come down with this virus in the next 8 weeks. Are you kidding me? And this goes back to my original contention. And the president was right when he shut off air traffic from China to the United States. And then Europe to here. Of course he did. It's the smartest thing in the world to do. He just shut it down. Well, you know, because the virus, it flies on airplanes, believe it or not, in the bodies of other human beings. So he knows contagion when he sees it. So he said, hey, how do you stop the contagion? Just don't let them fly over. Don't let those viruses get wings. So that really shut down the borders. And, of course, the incident rate was halted in the early phases of this whole thing. Well, that was smart. Here's another smart thing. We were telling you that in China, it's not a surprise that you have such a high incident rate in Wuhan for a number of different reasons. Of course, who let the dog out, right? In other words, who let the virus out in Wuhan? Well, the Chinese did. Now, there's a lot of speculation as to how that virus got out. It got out into a fish market. It did this. It did that. It doesn't have legs, does it? No. It was being in, there's a level 4 laboratory, weapons grade laboratory in Wuhan. Shocking. And this particular virus, we've now tracked it back to its creation in 1988 in Southern California. It's a bioweapon. Well, if it's a bioweapon, it's genetically altered. And if it's genetically altered, you got to reach the right conclusion. There is an antidote for it. That's just the way it is. So this thing gets out and spreads like crazy. Of course it does, in Wuhan. And there is a way to fix it. Now, the other thing that helps along with the spread of this particular virus is poor hygiene. The people of China, only 23% of people wash their hands after going to the toilet. Chris Street did a study on this. He wrote an article. It appeared in the Epoch Times. Everybody said, well, you know, so if you're dirty, you're probably going to get this if you're exposed to it. This is just basic hygienic behavior. Wash your hands after you go to the toilet. You know, don't touch things you shouldn't touch. Don't touch your face. Don't do that. You know, don't rub your eyes. Most viruses get into your body through your eyes. Now, listen, I was contested on this the other day. It cracked me up. Guy texts, you don't get your viruses through your eyeballs. Oh, really? Okay. You get it through your mouth. No, the vast majority of the influenza, the cold, everything, either get through your eyeballs or you inhale it through your nose. Or, you know, you put your hands to your mouth after touching something. Most viruses float around in the air. That's what happens. And, of course, as viruses, you know, why don't viruses seem to spread so much in hot weather? Well, because they swell up, believe it or not. When it's like anything else. If it gets warm, it gets bigger. That's what happens. Even little tiny viruses can do that. They don't function very well in that environment. That's why when the springtime comes in April, this whole thing is going to be a turnaround. So what you have now is a turnaround situation, but I want to go back to the dirty data. And this is where it comes down for Gavin Newsom. This article comes out now, Chris Nichols of Capital Public Radio, 2 days ago. Governor Gavin Newsom claimed in a letter to President Trump this week that a staggering 56% of Californians will be infected with the coronavirus over the next 2 months. A day later, Newsom ordered all residents to stay home and avoid all non-essential travel to slow the spread of the virus. And we called it bunk then, and we're calling it BS now. We'll come back, we'll glance at the letter that he wrote to the president. We'll use our middle finger to be obscene to the governor. And maybe by the end of the monologue, we'll be able to get back to some normalcy. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Oh, by the way, newcaliforniastate.com. Go there. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Gavin Newsom lying again. What's new?
What's new? We're sort of used to Gavin Newsom always lying, right? And other governors and other people. Now he's got the president in a lie. I mean, gross overestimation of something that just is not the truth. Newsom claimed 56% of Californians will get the coronavirus over the next 8 weeks. But his projection assumes nothing is done to stop the virus, like I said. I guess we in California don't know how to wash our hands after we go to the toilet. Maybe he should show us how. He admits this key context in his letter to Trump. Experts describe Newsom's estimate as a worst-case scenario. Worse. How about an over-exaggerated case scenario? In his letter, which I'm reading from right now, is his letter. It says, I write to respectfully request your immediate that you immediately deploy the USNS Mercy Hospital ship to be stationed at the port of Los Angeles through September 1st, 2020 to help decompress, listen to this, and let's get the date, September 1st, decompress our current healthcare delivery system in Los Angeles region in response to the COVID-19 outbreak. As you know, California has been disproportionately impacted by repatriation efforts over the last few months. Our state and healthcare delivery system are significantly impacted at the rapid increase of COVID-19 cases. In the last 24 hours, we had 126 new COVID cases, a 21% increase. In some parts of our state, our case rate is doubling every 4 days. Moreover, we have community acquired transmission of 23 counties with an increase of 44 community acquired infections in 24 hours. We project that roughly 56% of our population, 25.5 million people, will be infected with the virus over an 8 week period. This resource will, so 8 weeks, this was in March, so you're going to go March, April, and May, and you want the ship to be in there in September 1st, right? Because there's going to be 25.5 million people. This resource, and again, you're probably going to get a lot of celebrity people sick, right? Because it's Hollywood, after all. I mean, Tom Hanks, I mean, God, he was leading the charge. He was the point of the spear out there, wasn't he? This resource will help decompress the healthcare delivery system to allow the Los Angeles region to ensure that it has the ability to address actual acute care needs, such as heart attacks, strokes, and vehicle accidents. In addition to the rapid rise in the COVID-19 cases, the population density in the Los Angeles region is similar to New York City and will be disproportionately impacted by the number of COVID cases. I would ask that the U.S. Navy coordinate with my Office of Emergency Services. The daunted. We have no money, we do nothing, Office of Emergency Services of the state of California. So once again, the governor can't protect his own people. This is exactly what's happened here. So he's going to roll over to the federal government. I mean, I ask you, if we don't have a state governance system, what do we have here? It's clear there's no leadership going on here. this is what happened. While his order made big news, so did the projection about how many Californians would get infected. News outlets around the globe ran the statistic. The New York Post said this. California governor says 25.5 million residents will get coronavirus. A French media outlet wrote, California governor orders residents to stay home, says more than half could get virus. The letter, which was dated March 18th, and made public just hours before the governor's stay-at-home directive. In the letter, Newsom asked Trump to deploy the USNS Mercy hospital ship to the port of Los Angeles. Given the intense focus on his words, PolitiFact California took a closer look at the governor's statement and found it lacks crucial context. Shocking. Shocking. Which we declared, by the way. It definitely lacked it. A governor spokesman later acknowledged it doesn't take into account any mitigating measures put in place before Newsom wrote to Trump, such as last week's statewide school closures or the San Francisco Bay Area stay-at-home orders earlier this week. We won't place a formal truth-o-meter rating on it. It's difficult to give a precise rating to a prediction. Instead, we'll examine what was known when Newsom made the claim, the reaction to it, and the missing context the governor and his staff offered hours after the letter was published. How did Newsom come up with 56 projection? Mark Galli, the governor's Secretary of Health and Human Services, explained at a press conference Thursday how the state came up with 56%. He said that the state knew a month ago it needed a model for projecting the virus. I saw this guy doing this. Don't get me going here. I'm using the available literature, advice from the CDC, and our understanding and experience in California, we applied a variety of different measures that looked at an attack rate. The secretary continued, referring to the rate at which people could become infected. He also noted the state projected hospitalization rates. We knew that the attack rate of 56% that we chose was somewhat in the middle between the high end and low end, really. Between the high end and the low end, really. 56%. He just chose it. 56%. That sounds like a good number. We'll get 25 people, 25, and again, we'll keep this whole virus thing going through the election. How's that? We'll take Trump down. I think the governor is acting wisely. It's for better preparedness. Listen, we wash our hands, and that's enough to chop that rate down to less than 1% of the calendar. 1%. Let's be real. We'll be back. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-260-7000.
866-4715. That's 800-266-4715. We've used the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Well, the governor, in his letter and everything, and his comment to the president, basically was saying that it's a worst-case scenario, right? And if we do nothing, it's going to happen. Well, it doesn't take into account a lot of different things. Shelter in place. Don't go to work. Closing of businesses. Closing of schools. Taking people off the streets so nobody's running around out there touching and coughing and sneezing. And, of course, those that are getting help, right? Those are that are, hey, Z-Pak's available with hydrocortisone. But why not? Try it. Medicate yourself. Wash your hands. He doesn't take anything like that into consideration. Steve Frank writes, says, Governor Newsom is trying to scare us into dependence on government. He is now claiming that over 25 million Californians will get the Wuhan virus, yet he does not take into account the actions like shelter in place, closing businesses. Why? So he can normalize the lack of constitutional rights we have. That's a great statement. If he were honest, he would not only give the number of people with the virus, but also how many recovered. Several infectious disease experts told the San Francisco Chronicle that they viewed the 56% case scenario as thoroughly possible, but unlikely, based upon what actually does happen. You know, people washing their hands, staying at home. I think the governor's acting wisely in asking for better preparedness, but the extreme worst-case scenario is unlikely to come true, Stanford epidemiologist John Lodinus told the Chronicle. In a letter to Stat News published Monday, Lodinus, which we published, by the way, said the data collected on the pandemic is unreliable and the projections in turn are questionable. He's saying that the data collected is unreliable. Shocking. So am I. I've been saying it all along. After questions were raised about the statistic, the governor's spokesman issued this statement yesterday. If we listen to the scare tactics long enough, we will become compliant to any government control the government wants. Not a good thing for democracy. Right. So much for lying to the president of the United States. That's okay. Just go right ahead and continue to lie to the president of the United States, just like you continue to lie to the people all the time. And of course, so did your legislative buddies and everybody else in the California state government. That's the nature of communism. Lie to the people. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.